Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. We've reached the end of Holy Week, and for us here on the podcast, the end of the season of Lent. For 6 weeks, we've been preparing for Easter, and it'll finally be here this weekend. But we can't just jump there quite yet. When we last left the story, Jesus and his disciples were celebrating the Last Supper. After the meal, they went to the Garden of Gethsemane so Jesus could pray. I've actually been there before, and it's a peaceful place. But it wasn't very peaceful that night. Jesus knew that he was about to give up his life by dying on the cross. He knew it was going to be really hard. In fact, one of the things Jesus says to God in his prayer is essentially, "If there's any other way to save everyone, I would like to try that first. But if this is the only way to do it, I'm ready." What an incredible prayer. It shows us that Jesus didn't want to die. This wasn't something he was looking forward to. He wasn't getting pumped up like before a big game. But he loved us so much that he was willing to go through the hardest thing ever, giving up his life, if it meant we could be rescued and restored to who we were always meant to be. And that's exactly what he did. That night, Jesus didn't try to hide or fight back. He allowed himself to be arrested and put on trial, even though he knew he had done nothing wrong and that God could stop it all if he asked. Instead, he let it happen, and on Friday, he died on the cross, trusting that God would be faithful to both him and all of us. Throughout Lent, we've looked at different ways to best understand and prepare for the meaning of Easter. We've talked about topics like being brave, being kind, being together, being patient, being generous, and this week, being loved. These are all values we can see in the life of Jesus, especially around Holy Week. By exploring them together, we've talked about what those look like in our lives, while also admitting that they can all be hard. We can easily choose the opposite. We can be scared rather than brave. We can pull away rather than engage with others. We can focus on ourselves rather than be kind, patient, and generous with others. But thankfully, Jesus remained faithful through it all. And because he did, we can all be transformed by his love. As we wrap up Holy Week and the season of Lent, let's reflect together through some discussion questions. If at any point you need more time, or you want to come back to them tonight or this weekend, feel free to pause the podcast. I'll be right here when you get back. First, of the themes we've looked at over the last 6 weeks, which is easiest for you and which is hardest? Again, our themes were being brave, being kind, being together, being patient, being generous, and being loved. When you have your answer, go ahead and share it with your family. For me, I think the easiest is being kind. While I, of course, have room to grow, I feel like I'm a pretty naturally kind person. It's something that matters a lot to me. The hardest is probably being patient, especially when I'm tired. I can get frustrated easily, and I'm not super patient with anyone that isn't doing what I think they should be doing, which is usually whatever helps me the most. Thank goodness Jesus is infinitely more patient than I am. Okay, for our second question, as you think back over the events of Holy Week, which part do you wish you could have been there for? Would you have loved celebrating Jesus on Palm Sunday? Would it have meant a lot if Jesus washed your feet? Would you like to have been a guest at the Last Supper? Or do you wish you could have comforted and encouraged Jesus as he prayed in the garden? Use your imagination for a few seconds, and then share your choice with each other. I really love both leading and taking communion, so I think it would have meant the most to me to be there at the Last Supper. For our final question, instead of sharing out loud, we're going to answer quietly in our own hearts. As we think about Jesus giving up his life for us, is there anything you'd like to say to Jesus? Are there any mistakes you'd like to ask him to forgive? Do you want to ask him a question? Or do you want to say thank you? When you have your answer, go ahead and share it quietly with Jesus in your heart. You know, I'm really glad you've been on this journey with me. It has been really good for me to think about these things more intentionally, and it helps me feel like I'm not alone. There are other people out there who have made mistakes, who have done things and said things they wish they hadn't, or who wish they had been brave enough to speak up or do something when they didn't. But thanks to what Jesus did on the first Easter weekend so long ago, we can let them go, trusting that God has forgiven us. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the time we've spent preparing our hearts for Easter. It's about so much more than celebrating a holiday with baskets of eggs and candy. It's an opportunity to remember that you love us more than anyone else ever could, and that you proved your love for us by giving up your life. May we see it, believe it, and be transformed by it. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, we leave today on a bittersweet note, but when we're back together next week, we'll have so much to celebrate. Have a great Easter weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday.